Nolte, "We should thank the rioters for exposing lockdowns as purely political." By John Nolte on June 2, 2020. The establishment media and Democrats are encouraging Americans to go out and riot, which proves the coronavirus lockdowns are purely political. Item: you can't social distance when you riot. Item: you can't social distance when you protest. So we now know these lockdowns and all this crap about social distancing was a lie. Because what you have here are the media encouraging their own viewers to riot and protest, and Democrats encouraging their own voters to riot and protest. And I think it's safe to assume if the media and Democrats believed the coronavirus would kill their viewers and voters, they would not encourage such a thing. Here are some perfect examples. The hideous Gretchen Whitmer, the hideous Democrat governor of Michigan, spent weeks gleefully punishing her own constituents for the sins of going to church, buying garden seeds, getting a haircut, and holding house parties. Anyone who dared ignore Gretchen's Kafkaesque outlawing of the very things that make life worth living were harassed, fined, arrested, and basically terrorized by the state, all in the name of the threat of the coronavirus. And God help those who dared protest her tyranny. God help those protesters, who she shamed, blamed, and used to extend her anti-science lockdowns. Well, will you look at the hideous Gretchen now? Suddenly large gatherings and the coronavirus is no real problem in Michigan. How else to explain why the hideous Gretchen all of a sudden turned around to support large gatherings, unless, of course, you're going to church? So we can at least thank the rioters for exposing the hideous Gretchen for the tyrant she really is. What's more, after the rioters encouraged her to come out in favor of large gatherings, Gretchen's entire rationale for lockdowns collapsed to a point where she finally surrendered on Monday and put an end to them. Thank you, rioters. And then there's Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, who led by example to prove lockdowns and social distancing are purely political by taking it to the streets. Yep, there she was, a walking, talking, but not very bright piece of proof America's political class know these lockdowns are a joke. There she was protesting outside the White House on Saturday with a large group of people who were definitely not practicing social distancing. There she was, openly violating Washington, D.C.'s lockdown orders. Once again, let's thank the rioters for exposing the truth. What more proof do you need than that, than a U.S. senator violating these anti-science lockdowns? Well, how about the media's turnaround? For 2 months you've had NLAL, MSNBC, The New York Times, and The Washington Post literally shrieking at anyone who dared go to church, the beach, or a house party. But now, thanks to the rioters, the media have all come out in full-throated support of violating lockdowns and ignoring social distancing. The facts about these pointless lockdowns are this. If you're under the age of 50, the coronavirus is no more lethal than the seasonal flu. Almost all of these rioters are under the age of 50, so there is no real threat. Hell, those in their teens and 20s are probably in more danger of dying in a car accident than of the Chinese flu. Bottom line, there is no reason to keep anyone but the elderly in quarantine. But in order to keep us locked down, in order to ensure Trump's economy went south and they could institute cheat by mail, Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, refused to inform us of those facts. Thanks to the rioters, we are finally liberated from that lie. When the rioters flooded into dozens of Democrat-run cities, Democrats like Whitmer and Harris, and fake news outlets like CNN and MSNBC, had no choice but to end their opposition to lockdowns and stupid social distancing rules. What else could they do? They had to support their left-wing terrorist allies in Antifa and Black Lives Matter. So what we have now are Democrats eating each other alive with all this blue-on-blue violence, which has no effect whatsoever on those of us in red America. Well, other than the fact that these riots have finally forced an end to the coronavirus tyranny. So, that's called a win-win. And when you add in the fact that Democrat and media support for these riots proves beyond any doubt there is no need for cheat by mail, that's called a win-win-win. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.